Okay, Shoftim. Tafshin Ein Tes. So the subtitle is War, Fear, and Faith. And it's actually very useful for us in Elul, in general. Just remember, everything is Gamzu L'Tova, and Yisroim Mechaprim, and Bizyonos, the Chavetz Chaim says, are the best Yisroim, because your money is intact, and your health is intact. It's only your kavod that's been trampled upon. It's a good thing to remember. In any event, it says, what do you call it? It says the pasuk says, Kiseita lemilchama aleivecha, v'isa sus varechev, am rav mimcha, lo sira mehem, ki Hashem elokecha hamalcha mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, kiseitze, when you shall go out. Here the verb is singular. When you shall go out, milchama al oivecha, v'ra'isa. All right, and you'll see sus v'rechev amrav. You'll see sus v'rechev. So sus once again is singular, right? These are the enemies, right? Milchama, right? When you go out to war, right? Sus, you see sus v'rechev, not susim v'rechavim. But susarechev, right? It's a singular word. Varechev, also chariots, singular. Amrav, what do you call it? A great nation, right? Many, many people, and these are enemies. Mimcha, right? Greater than you. Lo sira mehem, don't be afraid of them. Ki Hashem lokecha imach, right? Because Hashem is with you. Hamalcha mi'eretz Yisrael. Hashem is the one who took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, right, sus v'rechev, right, be'einai chashuvim kulam kesus echad, right, in my eyes, says the Rabbon Shalom, they're just considered like one sus. And as you can see, a thousand, what do you call, horses out there, 1,000 tanks, right, and 500 planes, right, etc. To me, it's all just like one. One horse, one, what do you call it, one rechev, one chariot, one tank, what do you call it, one plane. V'cheinu omer, and it says Rashi, v'kises midran ki ish echad, you'll smite them, right, in other words, where the Rabbon Shalom refers to them as one, just like we see in a pasuk that you'll smite midran ki ish echad, like one person. V'cheinu omer kivas sus paro, and so too also by Kriya Samsov, it says, doesn't say suse paro, those horses of paro, sus paro, the one sus of paro, right? It's all considered one, right? Then it says, am rav mimcha, right? A nation more multitudinous, powerful than you, right? As your enemies, as your adversary. Be'enecha hu rav, abayenai eno rav. In your eyes, they appear to be more than you, right? More powerful than you, more than you, right? Although the Einai ain't a rav, but in my eyes, they're not more. So it's a funny thing.
That's Rashi.
So it's a funny thing that all of a sudden, you know, that what he called that Kodesh Baruch Hu is pointing out, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu is pointing out, the Torah is pointing out, that the way Hashem looks at things is not the way we look at things. Boker Tov, right? All of a sudden, now I need a reminder. What's the idea over here? Is it just telling us that you know you're erring? You know, recollect your senses, recollect your perceptions of things. You're erring. Was there something more going on over here? The fact that Rashi points out for us, in the way I look at it, this is not a big deal. The way you look at it, right, it is a big deal. Right, here you are, you got your adversaries, we got, what do you, a fifth of the world's population are Muslims, right? They all hate us, they all want to destroy us. A fifth of the world's population.
Really?
Yeah, are Muslims. 20% of the world are Muslims, right? That's like a lot of people.
Too many. whatever, let's not get picky. Right? Yeah. Well, that's a lot of people, and they all want to destroy it. Actually, they all made a couple of Povisham. I heard about a guy the other day. Right? But for the most part, they would call it, certainly the organized, you know, what we call Muslim community wants to destroy us. So we say, oh my goodness, how are we going to manage this? How are we going to manage this? And Hashem says, that's nothing. Little. Okay. Okay. But we understood that before. Okay. Now let's take a look here. This is Zera Kodesh. That's the Rupchitzer. Right? Raphtolemy Rupchitz. Raphtolemy Rupchitz was a Talmud of the Rav Elimelech Milozhensk, the Talmud of the Chozer Milublin. He was, it's written on his Matseva, Yochid Bedoro B'Chachmas Elokim. He was an individual, in his generation, in Chachmas Elokim, meaning Kabbalah. He was an incredible Talmud Chacham. Incredible Talmud Chacham, a Talmudist. He was a Talmud of Rav Meshulam Yigra, who was what he called the same Rebbe of what he called of Ktsos, right, the Netzivus, right? He taught the greatest Talmudists of the generation. He also taught Rav Naftolemy Rupchitz.
What was his name?
Rav Naftolemy Rupchitz. Rupchitz. But he also had he had a very deep sense of humor, interestingly enough, right? Like, he, one time he came into the Chose's room, the Chose Milblin, right, who was one of the Rebbeim, and he starts looking around underneath his chair and in the corners behind the closet, and finally the Chose says to him, what are you doing? He says, I'm looking for your smile. You appear to have lost it.
No.
He was a Gon Adir. He said what he calls an interesting thing. Listen to this wry sense of humor. When he walked his son down to the chuppah, right? He says, my son, they light candles for you three times in your life. At your bris, right? They light candles. At your chuppah, they light candles. And when you're nifter, they light candles. Now, my son, is the time to do tshuva. Interesting. In any event, now is the time. They light candles. You're too young when they light candles for you. At your bris. The second time light candles is at your chuppah, right? And the third time the light is after you shuffle off the mortal coil, so right? These are three significant events in your life,
so
right?
You already had the first two?
Right, this is the second one. Now is the time to do tshuva. The first one is too early to do tshuva. The second time, the third time is too late to do tshuva. Now do tshuva. So what does he say? He says, Kiseitim l'chom alei vechav, or isa sus v'rechev, am rav mincha, yesh tefarish, al kochos ha-sitra achra. Right, he's not the only one who talks like this. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh Bechlal explains the entire discussion over here as being an allegory, not just to war, which is to push up shot, as you're going out to go do battle against what you call against your enemies. I mean, there are mitzvahs here that are involved. You know, the Kohen speaks, the Shotrim speak, like who goes back, who doesn't go out to war, etc. But he says the whole thing is written as an allegory for the Yetzer Hara, the battle against the Yetzer Hara. He uses this concept of Yetzer Hara, but not the way some of the Farshim says, the Rechaim, that the whole discussion is a discussion of the battle against the Yetzer Hara. He includes, however, the idea of the Yetzer Hara in this discussion of going out to battle your enemies, right? And the topic is really going to be the topic of Bitochon. And listen, this is fascinating. He says, Re'isa sus v'rechav, am rav v'chimcha. You see his sus, you see rechav, you see am rav mimcha. Yesh tefarish al kochos ha-sitra acha. You can refarish this as referring to, right, the forces of evil. In other words, the forces of the other side. The Yetzara, the Satan, right, we all know he's the same dude, right?
What's the horses and the chariots?
Yesh tefarish, you know, these, what do you call these, your enemies, as it were. Here, let's explain it like this. David HaMelech writes in Sefer Tillim, right? He refers to his enemies, right, as deriving their strength, from a spiritual source, from his averas. In other words, what he called the averas that I commit, right, enable my enemies to rise up against me. And he gave the raise what he called this. My chesronos, my deficiencies, allow my enemies to rise up against me. So he does this in many times, what he called in Sefer Tilim, and that's what the especially Alshech explains. See, I don't want to get lost in Tilim right now, right? That's what the Alshech explains over you. Yesh Tafarish al Kochos al Sitra Achra. V'zeu she'omer mimcha. Note, right? Kiseti. Let's go back to the plus again. Look at the book, but you see the lines there with the arrows, right? Really good nifty, huh? Kiseti l'melchama aleivech v'risa am v'asus v'rechav amrav. You see the what he called horses, the chariots, what he called hosts of people, right? A cast of thousands, right? Rising up against you, right? Mimcha. Mimcha can mean they're more than you. Mimcha means it comes from you. There's their strength. Their strength, that's his chiddush here. Because he said you can read Mimcha, not just they are more powerful than you at first glance, but they emanate from you. They emanate from you. Their strength emanates from your deficiencies. Sha'ata barasam. You created them. And as you created their ability, you gave them the strength by your disattachment, right? To the Rebbe Shalom, by your averus. Al yedei avonosecha, through your sins. Lo sira mihem, nonetheless, do not fear them. Lemur saying, eich ashuv al kol avonosayha merubim. A person recall, and this is something we confront day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out, without a stop.
How many times a day?
Why don't I keep a letter opener with me during this year?
Because you use it? What? First sentence.
I won't say this is... I'd say that you're being Mekayim something in Pirkei Avos. Okay, we won't talk about it.
Well, first of all, they
I'm in the middle of sentence.
Oh.
You don't really mean that, do you?
No, I want to know you what complete the subject. Started the verb.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. Day in and day in what?
Now return to our originally scheduled program.
Unbelievable. My God. I can't believe it. Anyway. Okay. Because I'm restraining myself.
Yeah.
I'll recall. See, what does he say? We confront this problem day in, day out, day in, day out. How do we confront this problem? Because we'll say to ourselves, of course I have bitachon in Hashem. Of course I believe in Hashem. The Hashem is not the problem. I'm the problem. And as I have problems, I got issues from me. So of course I believe in Hashem. Of course I believe in Hashem. But I've created my own issues. I've created my problems. I've created my suffering. Right? My suffering is coming from what he called, you know, for those of us that like to engage in self-flagellation, right? That we punish ourselves and what he called, and we have to do tshuva. We confuse doing tshuva, what he called, with dragging ourselves down and saying that, what he called, that we're not worth Hashem's attention. Or forget about not worth Hashem's attention, but why should he listen to me? Why should he help me? I'm the source. I created my own issues. Hashem is with you. He quotes the Gemara in Kedushin. And this is a fast, and this is a chiddush. The Gemara in Kedushin says that a person's Yetzirah is mizgabra on him on every day. Right? The Yetzirah finds new ways, the Yetzirah finds new strengths, right? Against what you call an individual every day. And if Hashem were not to help him, the person would be lost. That's the Gemara Kedushin. He is Mechadesh. He is Mechadesh. That this is true, that Hashem is there to help you, not just what you call to help you combat the Yetzirah, but after you've already succumbed to the Yetzirah, you've done that which is wrong, right? Your attitude has to be that Hashem is still there for me. He's still there for me. Because here we're talking about the enemies. We're talking about going out to battle. And we're saying, why should Hashem help me? I'm not so good, right? These enemies have got strength, right? Why? Because I'm not so beseder. So now I'm lost, right? If I'd listened to Hashem to begin with, so they wouldn't be here. But they're here. That's proof, right? That's proof positive that I messed myself over. So now I'm lost. He's not there for me anymore. Sheker. Ki Hashem Elokecha Imach. Ki Ilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro. Hashem wouldn't be there to help you be lost. But it's not just like the what he called, says in the Rupchitzer. You don't just think it. That's just before the sin. That's even after the sin. He's still there for you. That etzlo yishbarach shmo ein chiluk bein rav lema'at. By the Rabbon Shalom, it makes no difference, right? Bein rav lema'at, it makes no difference between, right?
Big and small.
Right, big, what do you call a lot or a few, right? Lots of chesronos, a few chesronos, one enemy, many enemies. Vezeu shomer ha-malcho mi-eretz Mitzrayim. And that's why it says in the end of the pasuk, Hashem lokech imoch ha-malcho mi-eretz Mitzrayim. Listen to this. Shehaya ha-golus dafka b'mokom ervas ha-oretz l'ha'alos ha-nitzotze kedusha. Fascinating. He says the record. How does he touch the pasuk? He says, "Kiseis la milchama leivecha, v'ra'is asus v'rechev, am rav mimcha." You see your adversaries, your enemies, and they're mimcha, and you know they're from you. You know that what he called, you wouldn't have these issues if you'd been a better boy, right? So you say to yourself, so "That's it." What he called, it's one thing, you know, if it's before the sin, right? And Hashem will help me. But after the sin, and I'm lost. I shot myself in the leg. I'm going to bleed to death from my own self-inflicted wound, right? He says, no, because what he called, lo sira mehem, don't be afraid of them. Ki Hashem elokecha imach ha-malcho mi-eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem is with you even after the sin, right? And he's the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. Says what he called, says the Rupchitzer, he took you out of Mitzrayim, he took you out of the worst place in the world, right? And that's what typifies the Jewish people, right? When we talk about the greatness of the Jewish people, on Shabbos, for instance, right? When in Parshas Veschanan, when we talked about the Aseret HaDibros, Zochor es Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, oh no, Shomer es Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, right? To guard the Shabbos. So there, the context of the Mitzvah Shabbos is written in terms of what he called, of not that Hashem created the world, but Hashem took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Because the Maral says that there, the Mitzvah is coming to explain, why are we the keepers of Shabbos? Why are we the keepers of Shabbos? Why are we the keepers of Shabbos? Not the rest of the world. Everybody would call it the Shabbos is the whole world. Except they don't keep Shabbos. Only we keep Shabbos. Why are we the keepers of Shabbos? Because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Right? And as the Jewish people are a people that Hashem has designated, right? To be people of Yotzei Mitzrayim, going out of Mitzrayim, going out of the worst tumma in the world. Right? To lift ourselves up out of the tumma, to do proper tshuva. That's what he called, that's the incredible koach of Klal Yisrael. The fact that we call it, the lower we sink, and you can't plan to sink low, and then have to do tshuva. That's what the Gemara in Yuma says, Echteva Ashu, I'll sin, and I'll do tshuva. Echteva Ashu, I'll sin, I'll do tshuva. Ain maspikim biyodolas as tshuva. The person never has the, that it's, it, he can't really do tshuva because he's made it into a game. Right? You can't plan, okay, you know, you can't like, in what you call your relationship with your wife, you can't say, you know, making up is so much fun, you know, after you have a fight, you know what? I'm going to give you a box, right, and give you a deviated septum. And then you know what? I'll apologize. It'll be so sweet, right? Right, that's when you call the lawyers and what do you call them? The social workers and the police, too, right? No, it doesn't work like that. But it's after the fact. It's after the fact. See, what he calls right now, you're in the opportunity to lift up yourself up out of the garbage, to extract the beauty, right, out of the beast. To take out what you call it, a soul, your own soul, right? From the pit of sewage that we put ourselves into. That's an incredible, that makes Hashem happy. Remember when we learned what you call, was it last week? From Rav Chaim Chernovitzer, right? The Sidur Shel Shabbos. He said on the Pasuk, Achor v'kedem tzartani. You have formed me, right? Both backward and forward, right? What do Pasuk and Tilin, Kuplamentes? Chorva Kerem Tartani. He says, you've created me to have a relationship with you, both when I'm facing you, right? Kedem, and also when I'm facing away from you, right? Because it's incredibly precious to Hashem, right? When a Jew returns from a state of having faced away from Hashem. To face away from Hashem is the world of Averis. That's the world of Sitra Achra. That's like Paro, right? The Rizal says. Rizal says that taro is osius ha'oref, the nape of the neck. Hey, ayin, reish, pei. His same letters is pei, reish, ayin, hey. Taro. His whole essence is he's facing the other direction. The Jew is not like that. The Jew is what he calls is panim panim. He wants to speak to Hashem, but sometimes he messes up. He turns around the other way. When he turns back, it's like the son coming home. There's no greater joy for the father. He's coming home. He's coming home. He's coming home. Right. So that's what he called the first pasuk says. According to the way the Rav Chitzer explains it, he says you're entering into war. He's understanding it as war, right? There's nothing more frightening than war. There's nothing more frightening than war. And you're saying to yourself, what he called, but Hashem, why should Hashem be with me? Because my adversaries are strong. Why are they strong? They're strong because I've sinned, right? A person's not deluding himself. So I'm lost. What's going to be? What's going to be? You have to know that what? That Hashem is still with you. Even though, what he called, the strength of your adversaries is from your flaws, right? He's mimcha. But nonetheless, Hashem is imcha. He's with you. And just as he took you out of Mitzrayim, which is the greatness of the Jewish people to extract, right, what makes them great, what makes them worthy of being, let's say, those are the Shomrei Shabbos in the world, is because they have the capacity to step out of the mud, to step out of the muck, to step out of what he called out of the tumah, right? So too you, as an individual, Hashem is there with you to help you step out of the tumah. It's not like he's going to ignore you now because of the sins you committed. Fascinating. The Koshin Mr. Magid, right, that's the Avodas Yisrael, he adds a nekud over here, right, similar to what the Rav Chitzer is talking about. He says that when the Kohen addresses them, as we'll see, right, he says in Pasuk Gimel, "Vamar Alem Shema Yisrael." Before the war, the coin dressing to Shema Yisrael. So Chazal say, if you only have right one schus, the schus of Shema Yisrael, right, you're worthy to be saved. Shema Yisrael, he says, Shema Yisrael, Atem Kreivim Hayom Limelchama Al Tiru. Says Rashi, Afil Ein Bachem Schus Rashi Atem Omrim Shema Yisrael. Even if you have one merit only. And that is, you say Shema Yisrael, you will be saved. V'chein ye b'leiv Adam, lomar la'atzmo. That's a person should always say, right, to himself, kol zman shenishmas Yisrael bekirbi, as long as I have the soul of a Jew inside of me, muftach ani sheyekabel tshuvasi. Hashem will accept my tshuva. I'm guaranteed Hashem will accept my tshuva. As long as I have the soul of a Jew inside of me, I'm guaranteed Hashem, right? It's not like, oh, you've messed up so badly, so that's it. You're on your own, buddy, right? Right? You're on your own. Figure it out for yourself. You messed yourself up. No, lehefech. It's a time to be what he called that Hashem will hear my tshuva. Hagam shasisi arabe ne'ashim, even though I've done that which is evil in the eyes of Hashem, ad ma'od, chazdo va'amito al yazvuni, he'll never abandon me. Never abandon me. So what do you call that? That's a tremendous introduction, right? First of all, to this mitzvah of going out to battle and war, and it's a tremendous introduction for us. Here we're in Elul, right? So what do you call, we say, okay, do tshuva in Elul. So do tshuva in Elul. So what do? We get depressed. Why not? Why should we get depressed? It's Elul again. Here I am. I'm all messed up all over again, mm-hmm. Right? Right? Just like it was the year before, right? And the year before that, and the year before that, and back as far as I can remember. I was like, so what is it? So what is it? So we'll go through the motions, right? We'll walk the walk, we'll talk the talk, right? God gives us another year of life, so fine, Baruch Hashem, but what do you call it? But chopped liver city. No. The attitude has got to be that Hashem is not what he called. Lehefech, the opportunity for us to pick ourselves up once out of the muck, again, is what he called, is exciting koviyachol for him. It's happiness for him. The Ramban, right? The Ramban says, right, we'll see later on that the Shoftim, right, will talk, the Shotrim, I'm sorry, will talk to the people. And they'll say, you know, a person who built a house and still hasn't inaugurated, a person who engaged a wife and still hasn't consummated the marriage, a person who has planted a vineyard, right, etc., and yet hasn't, what he called, gotten the first permissible fruits from it.
And then he says a person who's right, rachli vav, a person who's afraid, right, and his heart is what he called is too soft to go out into battle. And Chazal say that what he called that what is he afraid of, right? What is he afraid of? So some Tanoim say he's afraid of the averas that he's committed, right? And that's why he doesn't want to go to battle. Rabbi Akiva says it's kimashmo, right? He's right yorei and rach levav. He's afraid. Well, what is he afraid of? According to Rabbi Akiva, says the Ramban, right? V'yosva shoter in the daber elam va'omu mi'isha yorei al das Rabbi Yosi kasher yiftiach hakoyin shashem yoshiam loifkod meim ish roi shiyivtechu bo atzadikim. So what we call Rabbi Yosi says that the reason why he's afraid is because to have faith that Hashem will protect you, that's for the tzaddikim. But I got a virus. So I'm afraid. I'm afraid of those averus. I'm afraid, what do you call that? Hashem is not going to protect me. Right? Etc. And therefore, what do you call it? We want that guy to go back. Okay? But then, says, what do you call it? Says the
opposite of the same thing. Maybe I have a virus. That's why he's so
unhappy. Right. Right, that, what do you call it? That's where it got to an interesting discussion, but we can't get what do you call it into that right now. What do you call the leshem? Not only the leshem, but even what do you call the baliatosis? Explain that there. Yirel Yaakov Od Vayitzer Lo. That when Yaakov is afraid, right? Said we call it the way the again. Not everyone explains like that, but the baliatosis explaining like this, and the leshem it elaborates on this idea that Yaakov was afraid, and then he was disturbed that he was afraid. And it was even though it was a sign of humility, maybe I've got a virus, but bitachon is a higher madrega. Bitachon is a higher madrega. Right? I mean, sometimes we claim to have bitachon, it's not really bitachon, it's sort of like Alfred E. Newman, you know, it's like what me worry, right? You know, duh, you know what you call it. But a person who really, what do you call it, in spite of the fact that he knows his deficiency, he's boteach v'ashem.
That's what he was disturbed over that.
Right, the leshem says, what do you call it, that's the pshat v'yira, he was afraid, v'yitzalo, and he was vexed because he was afraid. At any event, so the Ramban says, Baldas, Rabbi Akiva, right? Who kemashmo? Ki mi sheyore achar havtochas hakoin einenu boteach v'ashem karoi v'lo yas ones. You hear this? Right? Rabbi Yossi says, the reason why he's a yore is because of his sins. Rabbi Akiva says, the reason what he call he's afraid is because he's not boteach v'ashem. He's not boteach v'ashem, right? Something. And that's the reason why he has to go back, because his lack of bitachon could cause him to fall in the war. Because when you are boteach v'ashem, right? When you're boteach v'ashem, you place yourself into a different plane of existence. When you completely give over your existence and your trust over to Hashem, you're living in an enclave, right? That's not the standard enclave of Olam Hazeh. You're living in an intimate, intense connection to Hashem, and you're protected there. It's like the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim, right? At the end of Mor Nevuchim, he says that if a person is totally boteach Hashem, no, totally attached to boteach Hashem, no harm can befall him. That's proven from the Gemara by David HaMelech, that in order for the Malach HaMavis to take David HaMelech, he had to cause him to stop learning for a second because he was totally Dovik Bashem. When a person is totally Dovik Bashem, bibitochon, with dveikus, etc., the Moravuchim, he's the great rationalist, the Rambam, right? We're not talking here, what he called, people can say, oh, that's what he called, this is stuff for the mystics, right? What he called, the Rambam says that person is untouchable. So now, by virtue of the fact that after the Torah has already told him, I'm with you, don't be afraid, I'm with you, I took you out of Mitzrayim, and the person's afraid, he's not boteach, that person has to go back, because he's in danger. That's what Rabbi Akiva learned. So what do you call it? So the way the Ramban understands Rabbi Akiva, right? Right? Or the Ramban understands Rabbi Akiva, that's an extension of what the, what do you call it, of what the Ruptitzer, right? And the Magid Mikoshnitz taught us that a person shouldn't be afraid. I've got a virus. Don't be afraid. Hashem is still with you. Because they're speaking according to Rabbi Akiva, according to the Ramban understands things.
The fear over here, we're not talking about a quantum kiva, right?
Yeah.
It's not because I did an avera. The fear is because even though you did an avera, you still be botech. If you're not botech, then you're in danger. Then you're in danger. Then go home. That's one thing. That's one thing that, what do you call it, that protects us.
So what does the Rambam say?
The Ramban. The Rambam? The Rambam more Nevuchim?
No, you just quoted Ramban.
The Ramban. Ramban, he says that Rabbi Kiva, here.
Yeah.
The Aldas, where is it? Here's the Aldas, Rabbi Akiva, who kimashmo, the Yore, what is he afraid of? Not afraid of because of Averis. He's afraid even after the Torah told him, even after what we call it, the Kohen spoke to him, right, and told him be strong, have faith, and he's afraid still. That person has to go home because he's not being boteach. Oh, but why should he be boteach? He's got sins. No, he should still be boteach. That's what we learn from the Rav Chitzer. Again, what we call the Rav Chitzer, and what he called and the Kodshins of Magid. They're explaining the psukim according to Rabbi Akiva, according to where the Ramban understands Rabbi Akiva. The fear over here is the lack of what he called. The fear is the fear that we have, like the Lahavdil. We have nothing to fear but fear itself, right? We have nothing to fear but fear itself, because the fear itself is a lack of bitachon. That's what puts the person into danger. But a person is totally boteach. He's in a plane. Right? Along with the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's in the same plane of, like Rashi said, where Hashem says, there's like killing one horse here. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing here. Right? That's why the Pesukim point out to us, this is the way Hashem looks at it, this is the way you look at it. Wait, tell me, of course I know Hashem looks at it differently. No, he's telling you, you can be being bodeach by Hashem, by cleaving into Hashem, then you're entering into the world of where it's like only one horse. If you're not bodeach by Hashem, so then you're in a world of where there are millions and hundreds of millions of people want to slaughter us. We have no hope. If you're in the world of talking with Hashem, then you're in the world where it's just like one horse, it's like one chariot. Right? It's not a problem. It's not an issue. That's one Nakuda. Here we come, right? Come to another idea, but this other idea is also linked to the first idea. In other words, when you're with Hashem, you're with Him because you know that there's only the Rabbeinu Shalom, and you're with Him because you exist as a function of His will, so you're always with Him. Oneness. And that's another thing that the Alshech points out over here. And we'll see just a couple of things from the Alshech. I don't think we have to do everything here. Right? The Alshech, look what he says over here.
Hebrew English.
Here we see the answer to why Rashi points out the difference between our view of the world as compared to Hashem's. When one attaches himself to the sod of Achdus, he propels himself into a world where Hashem's Hashkoch is upon him in a pratis fashion. Yeah, in a specific, tailor-made, right? Remember, we've talked about this before, that you can live on different planes in this world. You can live on a plane where everything that's supposed to happen to you, right, is only based upon your action, or you can live upon a plane where you're put into an ecosystem of where all different types of things are happening, right, et cetera. You have enough merit to be saved from them, et cetera. Then you've also got this super plane of where you're totally attached to Hashem, where nothing can happen to you, like the Rambam Moreh Nevuchim described to us. So it says the, what he called, it says the Alshech. Right, no, granted, I'm not proverbing tzikis here, right? You're right, 100%, easier said than done, but at least let's know the facts, right? He says, V'lavol inyan ha'ksuvim, na'ir rishona al omro, ki seitzei loshon yochid, when you go out, right? We said over here the first words, when you go out, that's what's written in Belashon Yachid. Beis, Omer, Barisa, Sus, Rechev, right? You see horse, chariot. Ha'imin, Sus, Rechev, Yala, Alev, Shemora, Yala, Al Rosho, Shazirna, Ba'yira, Mehem. Are you really afraid of what he called the horse and what he called the chariot? Ke'alome, Aroy, Yome, Barisa, Amrav. It really should say, right? See a lot of enemies there. You see millions of Watusis out there. I'm not against Watusis, right? Go hundreds of millions of what you call the Muslims who want to destroy you. They should say that. By the way, what's the Sus Varechev doing here? Who cares? Kimin Haroy Yomar Susim or Merkavos. Well, also, if you're going to say the Sus Varechev, you should say lots of Susim.
But then where they made, they would make a lot of noises. And that's supposed to be scary. You know, amplify the
true. That's what it says afterwards.
The musk of horses is like that symbol of
true. But you then should write about all the Susim. Right? Many Susim, many Merkavos. Not one Sus, one Rechev. And the eker fear is from the enemies, the adversaries. It's only because there is the Susim, these horses and these chariots are in the, what do you call it, in the hands of your adversaries. That's what makes them frightening. Right. So really, this is irrelevant. It's really Am Rav Mimcha, what do you call a host of people against you. That's what the issue is. And Dalit Kiyayo Lomer Amrav Lobo Ofen Morish Asus Varechev Am. Right? It looks like, what do you call it? It looks like it's in a positive. Where is Asus Varechev Amrav Yucha? It looks as though the Sus and the Rechev, it looks like the horses and the chariots, they are the Amrav. They're not the Amrav, the people are the Amrav. So, what do you call it? What the Al-Sheikh says, right, we'll go to all those questions, right? Al-Sheikh says, he's here on the bottom here. He called Tokef Nitzachon HaMilchama Tolui B'Achdus Yisrael.
What's what Tokef mean?
The strength and the victory in this Milchama is dependent upon Achdus Yisrael. Right? Right? When you're one. When the Jewish people are one. Ki B'yosem La'achodim Nafol Tipol. When they become separate individuals and they could fall. Nafol Chiyon. When they're unified. Nafol Tipol Tachas. The fear of Hashem falls on all their enemies. Until there's nothing left of them. Right? In other words, the idea is when you go out as a unit, because again, this is just an offshoot, a subset of what we were talking about before. If a person is totally boteach b'Hashem, so then he knows that he exists because Hashem wills that he be. And to the same degree that he exists because Hashem wills that he be, he knows his friend is also here because Hashem wills that he be. His neighbor, his fellow Jew, right? And the next one, and the next one, the next one. And then each one is here to reveal another aspect through the unique prism of his soul, his nature, nurture, makeup, right? To reveal another aspect of Hashem's presence within this world. Then when a person looks at the world that way, right? There's achdus, there's unity. But if there is no unity, right? And that's what the Al-Sheikh says, and again, I'm not going to go through all the proofs because we're called that we have to hand out Negelwasser. Right?
And unity is in a fashion that you're saying that everything is coming from Hashem. I recognize the fact that we're in this predicament together.
You're right, we're in this predicament together, but it's also what he called, it's also, if I know that it's only Hashem, ain't oz novado. So then each of us is just an expression of revealing Hashem's presence, right? With our own glitches. You've got your glitches, I got my glitches, right? We've all got glitches of one sort or another, but different nurture, different nature, but each one of us, because we exist because Hashem wills that we be, is here to reveal Hashem's presence in upon the backdrop, upon the canvas of all of our glitches. Once a person looks at his friend like that, there is no enmity here. There is no enmity. There's only enmity when I see myself and you as kind of vying, as it were, for the same, material things or whatever it is. Why should you have this? Why should I have that? Or what do you call it? You bug me this way, you bug me that way, etc. It's like you're stepping on my territory, you're in my space, you're this, you're that, the next thing. That's all based because a person is having his universe revolves around his me, myself, and I. So therefore, in a world where it revolves around me, myself, and I, which is everybody's got that, right? So then some people's orbits is crowding my orbit. You're an asteroid on the way into my, what do you call it, my atmosphere. Get away from me. You bug me. I don't like your sense of humor. I don't like your breath. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like this thing. I don't like the fact that you have this and I don't have it. I don't like the fact that you talk to me this way. I don't like it. 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 But if it's really cool, if it's all revolving around the Rebbe Shalom, and only because he wills, therefore I be, and it's as true by me as by him, sometimes it's a corollary of what we call of believing in Hashem's achdus, right? Of bitachon, of emuna, right? Is this sort of relationship also with what we call with his neighbor? So the Al-Sheikh, again, I'm not going to belabor the point. The Al-Sheikh goes and shows over and over again that we call it's the fluctuation between seeing ourselves as one unit and our seeing ourselves as disparate units, right? Everybody's an individual, or each man for himself. That's what causes our problem, right? Right?
Doggy dog world.
Right? Right? And that's what he called, that's what he says over here. Like, let's say, what do you call when the Kohen speaks to them? He says, I need to fix you up here, but Koravchem, right? Koravchem is already in the plural. Koravchem, when you, as he, what do you call it, but Koravchem, as you. Here's there's a plural verb, right? The Kohen, in other words, the Pasuk starts off, if you're Seitzei Lemelchoma, if you go out as a unit, you have nothing to fear. But now the Kohen addresses you. When you come close, it's talking about right, the Kohen sees, I don't see you as a unit, I see you, what do you call it, there's separation between you. She's got to give the Musar, pick yourselves up together, etc. Uh-huh. Right? That's why transferred, where you went from Kiseitse, which is the ideal state, now you're coming as individuals. He tries to strengthen us, right? He tells them.
He does this before he tells people they can go?
Right, that's what he calls the Shotrim, do that at the end, right? Pretty cool. That's the end. But here the Kohen comes. She's a Kar of Chemel, Alamil Choma, Venigash, a Kohen, Vidibir, Alam. But he sees that there's separation. He says, I'm going to speak to you. V'amar aleim, Shema Yisrael, atem kravim ayom la'milchom ha'loiveichem. He says, Shema Yisrael.
Separation.
Shema Yisrael, gather together. L'loshin v'yishama sholos am. We see in Sefer Shmuel, right, to gather together. That's to gather together. Or, Shema Yisrael, the midst of a Shema Yisrael, which like the Maral says, the Gurariye says, over here, on the top of page 2. V'afilu ein b'chem l'schus kriya Shema. Right? That's Rashi brought down. That even if you only have the schus of Kriya Shema, you'll be saved from your enemies. Says what he called, says the Gur Aryeh. Right? Ki schus Kriya Shema, the bold, dai lahem lenatzech, that's enough to give you the ability to conquer, to win the battle. Ki ha'achtus shehem ha'minim bo, you believe in Hashem's oneness, that's Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaShem HaKir HaShem HaChad. Right? Shehem ha'natzchem is koach ha'umos, lefi shehem dveikim bekoach echad. Right, echad moral she'ein bilbado. Right, called the Jewish people are Davik and Hashem is being echad, and there is nothing else other than him. Ve'achas she'ein milbalado nimseki who gover al akol. If you are attached to Hashem in a fashion of there's nothing other than Hashem, then He's fighting your battle. If you see yourself as cut off, God forbid. If you see yourself as each man for himself, it's a dog eat dog world, etc. It's all each man. What do you call? I got to do it. So it's you against your adversaries. But if you're Domek Bashem to Shema Yisrael Hashem Akim Hashem Echad, because he's one, and that's the only one, he's the only one, so then he's fighting the battle, because I'm attached to him. He's in Milvado. So again, we'll go into all the Al-Sheikh's Nekudos and the Gurari, but basically what we come away from, before we call from the Parsha, right? What we come away from the Parsha is, right? And this is true not only when you go out to battle physically on the battlefield in war, but when you confront your problems, right, in the world, and you say to yourself, okay, you know, my problems are because I'm a stinker, right? That's where my problems are from. So I'm finished. I'm finished. Says the psukim here, based upon what the Ramban taught us and the way the Rupshitzer, the way Ramban explained Shittas Rabbi Akiva, that you, the only, very called, once again, Lahavtil, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. The fear is the lack of bitachon. That's what we have to fear. But why shouldn't I fear? I've got a virus, right? Rabbi Akiva says, it's true you have a virus, and you got to fix that up. But if you believe that Hashem is there for you, right, even after your virus, He hasn't abandoned you. He wants you to come back. And He's interested in you. And He'll be there for you. Then you're protected. You're protected. And the litmus test to whether you really believe, right, to really focus, if you really as it were, integrated into your kishkas, that Hashem is one, is, are you me'uchadim? Are you, as it were, are you unified with the rest of the Jewish people? Because if there's enmity between one Jew and another Jew, that shows that he's living in an egocentric universe. He's the center of his universe, not the Rabbonu Shalom. But if, record, if we work on unity in that sense, then that, as it were, is a stepping stone. Right? It's like I said, it's a litmus test as to whether we really believe that Hashem is one. So therefore, these are not disparate ideas in the Parsha in terms of bitachon b'Hashem and unity together the way the Alshach talks about it, but rather what he called one, right, really emanates from the other. Like I said, this is not just an issue on the battlefield, this is our issue in life, right, that we have to remember. We have to remember, right, we have to remember that that Hashem doesn't abandon us even when we mess up. Doesn't mean we don't have to fix what we did. But he doesn't abandon us even if we mess up. And we have to work on Avas Yisrael, right? Not just because like that's a goody two-shoes thing to do. But if you can't, what do you call, if you can't get yourself to what do you call, to improve on the plane of Avas Yisrael, it shows that you are still in an egocentric universe. You have not reached, right, escape velocity, right? To put yourself into orbit in a God-centric universe. So it's not just, you know, oh, you know, be a nice guy, da-da-da-da-da. It is a tool. That's why Kabbalah's a Torah. It says, Vayichan Yisrael neged har, ki ish echad b'lev echad. In order to be makabal the Torah, right, your everyday interactions with one another has got to be such that there's achdus. If there's no achdus, then it's like you've got an albatross around your neck. You can't do what you need to do in terms of connecting to Hashem. With Hashem, right? We should have a good elul.
I mean,
we should have a good elul. We should take this to heart. We really should take every one of us. What I call not being kind when I say every one of us, right? Right? We should take it to heart. We should try to implement it, and Hashem will give us the opportunity. Hashem.